Heavenly Food. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about nourishment that brings healing in our lives. What you eat directly correlates with the health of your body. People with illnesses often change their diet to bring about healing and wellness in their physical bodies. What we eat is important. Have you considered that God has provided food for man? He provided for the first created man food to nourish and strengthen him. In the very first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1, verses 29 and 30, God provides man with food. These verses state, "Then God said, 'Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth, and all the fruit trees for your food, and I have given every green plant as food for the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life.'" And that is what happened. So God provided food for mankind. God also provided food for his covenant people as they journeyed through the wilderness. He provided food that came from heaven when they had no other provision of food. God sent quail in the evening and manna in the morning. The second book of the Bible in the Old Testament is Exodus. Exodus chapter 16 tells us what happened. Exodus 16, 1 through 22. "Then the whole community of Israel set out from Elim and journeyed into the wilderness of Sin, between Elim and Mount Sinai. They arrived there on the 15th day of the second month, 1 month after leaving the land of Egypt. There, too, the whole community of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. 'If only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt,' they moaned. 'There we sat around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. But now you have brought us into this wilderness to starve us all to death.' Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them in this way to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day they will gather food, and when they prepare it, there will be twice as much as usual.' So Moses and Aaron said to the people of Israel, 'By evening you will realize it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. In the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaints, which are against him, not against us. What have we done that you should complain about us?' Then Moses added, 'The Lord will give you meat to eat in the evening and bread to satisfy you in the morning, for he has heard all your complaints against him. What have we done? Yes, your complaints are against the Lord, not against us. Then Moses said to Aaron, announce this to the entire community of Israel. Present yourselves before the Lord, for he has heard your complaining. And as Aaron spoke to the whole community of Israel, they looked out toward the wilderness. There they could see the awesome glory of the Lord in the cloud. Then the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the Israelites' complaints. Now tell them, in the evening you will have meat to eat, and in the morning you will have all the bread you want. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening, vast numbers of quail flew in and covered the camp. And the next morning, the area around the camp was wet with dew. When the dew evaporated, a flaky substance as fine as frost blanketed the ground. The Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. What is it? They asked each other. They had no idea what it was. And Moses told them, it is the food the Lord has given you to eat. These are the Lord's instructions. Each household should gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your tent. So the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot, some only a little. But when they measured it out, everyone had just enough. Those who gather a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered only a little had enough. Each family had just what it needed. Then Moses told them, "Do not keep any of it until morning." But some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. But by then it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell. Moses was very angry with them. After this, the people gathered the food morning by morning, each family according to its needs. And as the sun became hot, the flakes they had picked up melted and disappeared. God not only provides food for our physical bodies that gives us physical nourishment, but God also makes provision for man by giving us the gift of nourishment for our spirit. He gives us the bread of life, Jesus Christ, which provides for eternal life. The food we eat for our physical bodies provides nourishment for us to have life in this physical world. It gives us strength to live. But the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ, gives us life eternal. If we partake of this bread, we will have eternal life with our Heavenly Father. We need to receive life and nourishment each day from the bread of life, Jesus Christ. In the New Testament of the Bible, the book of John in chapter 6, the disciple John shared about the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. John 6:11-14 says, then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. When the people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely he is the prophet we have been expecting." In this scripture, Jesus provides natural food to feed their physical bodies. But Jesus goes on to speak to those who followed him because he gave them the loaves and the fishes about what he truly came to give man. John 6:26-40 says, "Jesus replied, 'I tell you the truth, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval.' They replied, 'We want to perform God's works too. What should we do?' Jesus told them, 'This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent.' They answered, 'Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat.' Jesus said, 'I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.' 'Sir,' they said, 'give us that bread every day.' Jesus replied, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them, for I come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day.'" Dear friend, do you desire eternal life and the bread of life? You must believe in Jesus Christ and seek him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, Jesus Christ is eternal life. He gives life and more abundant life. He resurrected Lazarus from the dead, and you can read about this in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. Jesus Christ is life, and he freely gives life to those who believe in him. Seek Jesus for life. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for your people today, that you will fill them with the bread of life, that you will move among them and show them your life and more abundant life. Father, fill us with that which does not perish, but that which nourishes our heart and spirit. Lord, I pray for those who need a healing touch. Give them your life and healing. As we ask, seek, and knock, fill our hearts daily with the bread of life that you, Heavenly Father, sent to this world. Give us this day our daily bread. Strengthen your people with faith, hope, and love, and let us rejoice in your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May you experience life and more abundantly as you believe and seek out the bread of life today.